Well, here's another Christmas card just arrived in the mail from Paul. You know, the apostle fellow, the one who writes all the letters. He's still wandering around the Mediterranean. It looks like he's in Greece this time, although the postmark is a little bit smudged. Of course, it is one of those religious cards. He always sends religious cards. I prefer the ones with Snoopy on the cover or the family photo, but you won't be getting one of those from Paul. Nope, it's always one of his holy handwritten messages. Why can't he buy his cards like everyone else? I mean, every year it's the same thing. I mean, listen to this. I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. I mean, the whole first paragraph, the whole card practically is religious mumbo jumbo about the kind of gospel he's preaching, you know, about Jesus descended from David, the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. I mean, the whole thing is a big introduction, really, until he finally gets to the point. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's it. There's no personal details. There's no mention of his mother. There's nothing. Nothing. Just grace to you and peace. I mean, really, we get these cards all the time, filled with all these wonderful religious words about hope and about peace and about grace. And I've read them so many times, they're starting to lose their meaning. And really, I hardly even read them anymore, to be honest. I skip right over the message and I see the bottom and see who it's from, and then I put them in the stack, you know, next to the television set. I mean, do those nice words have any power anymore? Grace and peace, indeed. You might as well sign off yours truly, Paul, or your friend, or have a nice day for all the good grace and peace will do you. Although I have to admit, one of those words caught me off guard recently. I was sitting at a stoplight, and I was right behind a van, and there in the rear window was a bumper sticker that caught my eye. This one said, "Grace happens." Grace happens. Now, you know what that bumper sticker usually says. It says, "Stuff happens." Except it doesn't say stuff either, does it? It uses a word you can't say on television, much less in church. Stuff happens. Makes you think of all the times that you didn't get the break, of all the times when Murphy's Law took over, of all the times you were one of the losers in the game of life. And sometimes stuff happens is a pretty good description of life in this world. So when a bumper sticker says, "Grace happens," that stood out like a billboard up there on Grand Avenue, and it made me stop and think. Grace happened the day of that first snowfall when we woke up and looked out the window to that wide expanse of nothing but white. White snow, as far as you could see, clear, clean, pure. It almost made you forget those ugly, violent places of our world, places we so often see. Just maybe, we could be dusted off with something like snow. And not just look like new people, but actually become new people. Grace happened that night when we were grazing through the FM stations in the car looking for something to listen to, and there just wasn't anything at all we wanted to hear. And then suddenly there was a gospel choir singing a jazz version of, could it be Handel's Hallelujah Chorus? It was. It was the Hallelujah Chorus, and it was an arrangement with jazz and energy and soul and grace. Grace happened the time you were down and discouraged, and suddenly your friend, sensing perhaps that you needed a kind voice and a listening ear, called up on the phone just to see how you were, and you knew you were not alone. Grace happened at a nearby high school a few years ago, and it keeps happening. You see this story happening again and again and in other places. But there, one of the students had been receiving chemotherapy treatment for his leukemia, and he'd lost all of his hair, and he came back to school one day to find that all his friends had shaved their heads. All of them, so that they would all look just like him. And grace happened not so long ago when you let me back off those things I said in anger and opened a new door to a new season in our relationship. And I guess that was grace too. A gift I didn't really deserve, but gladly accepted nonetheless. And I guess that's what grace is, something we don't deserve, but still are blessed to receive. Well, if grace can happen, then maybe peace can happen too. I mean, this world is such a violent place, so many sorrows. But maybe that's where our hope comes from, that if our common humanity hasn't been enough to energize us toward peace, maybe our common sorrows will. Maybe if all the mothers of the world stand up and say, enough, enough, will not allow our children to be put in danger anymore. Maybe peace could get a foothold if the leaders of the nations would renounce the use of torture just because that would be the right thing to do. In this time of instant communication and constant news from all over the world, if we can keep from becoming anesthetized by our awareness, all those dark places in the world, maybe we'll choose not to put up with it anymore. I think it was President Eisenhower who said, people who want peace so much that someday government will just have to get out of their way and let them have it. Peace happens when we find ourselves with a few unscheduled moments and we're in a place of beauty or calm. Maybe it's by one of the lakes in our communities. Maybe it's in our own backyard. Maybe it's on a busy city street. But you have a couple of minutes when you don't have to do anything. And there's a restful feeling of wellness that comes from a place beyond ourselves. And any emptiness we feel is, for a moment at least, filled with that peace that comes from beyond us. In those moments, we know we have a place in the universe, and maybe that's what Paul meant when he talked about belonging to Jesus Christ, that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. Peace happens when a group of people spend a night staffing a homeless shelter or spend a day building a Habitat for Humanity home. So there might be a place of shelter, a place of peace for people who have nowhere to lay their heads. Peace happens when a middle school youth group takes a break from their wild, high-volume activity to gather in a darkened sanctuary and light a candle and talk about the light of the world and then say a prayer for someone in their lives who needs a little bit of peace, a little bit of hope. What's that you say? I don't sound so cynical anymore. Maybe not. It is Christmas, after all. We've done our best to destroy Christmas in many ways. Those beautiful carols that are confined to Muzak, the shameless commercialism, the Christless celebrations in public places that dare not mention the reason for the holiday. But still, despite all of that and more, something of Christ's spirit comes anyway. For a few moments at least, our world seems to be a holy place because it's our world that Christ was born into. Christmas happens. The first Christmas just happened. The time was ordinary, the place remote. No one seems to have been expecting it, but the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. God came to this earth as a tiny child. Who would have thought it? The first Christmas just happened. And Christmas still happens. Every time we open our eyes to the grace and peace of Christ around us. Pray with me. Gracious God, in the midst of all the busyness, in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of our sorrows and our fears, Christmas will happen. Let our eyes be open when it does. For Christ's sake, the world's sake, and for our own sakes, we ask it. Amen.